Oh my God, I know that sound. That's mice getting into the...
You know what this is?
Yeah.
Do you know why I have these?
You told me, but that was days ago.
Dan Raby, former All Songs Considered star
intern.
Came by for, he was here literally 5-10 minutes, and he dumped this huge bag of sweet tarts on my desk.
Wow. He came in for Chicken Bowl, the infamous party that Stephen Thompson throws.
Mm-hmm. How much chicken, the award goes to whoever can eat the most chicken.
I think those days are kind of over, so we shouldn't tell Stephen that nobody was eating really the chicken.
Oh, you were there. That's right.
Yeah.
It's been a long, noble tradition of mine to never go to Chicken Bowl,
right.
So I've actually never been.
I used to not do that, too, and now I've been going because it's too many nice people. Mm.
Weird.
Yeah, you're probably best not to go.
Anyway, I think I should kick this show off. What do you think?
I think you ought to, too.
Okay, I'm just going to say the name of the band, Brass Bed.
I took her with sugar and cream, but she was just bitter caffeine. There's nothing worse than cold chicory. She didn't make sense to my mouth, but I lost her forever in doubt. I lost my love when I spit her out.
Gotta be honest, could have used a little more guitar noise at the end there. Brass Bed.
Nice work.
This is a band from Louisiana. The lead singer there and songwriter, his name's Christian Mader, and he is otherwise known as the bassist for Shearwater. He plays with them. And this record, that song was called Cold Chicory, and the song is from their upcoming album, The Secret Will Keep You, and it's not out until April. But I'm so glad that we got this cut early. You know, this whole record that deals with, there are lots of songs about just the disillusionment of, you know, youth when you grow up and you get out in the world and you find out that maybe all those things.
Robin is looking at Aaron.
The dreams you were promised turn out to be a little harder
Robin
to get than you were
intern.
Than you were led to believe. And you're out there trying to make it on your own. Anyway, I predict more gloom in music.
You got all that, Lori?
I did.
Yeah. You're writing that down.
I did. Yeah. I have a whole bunch of notes.
Oh, good.
You know, we had 9/11, and we had all these bedroom recordings. And then we had the first Obama administration, and everyone was celebrating in their music. Now I think we're going to start getting more gloom in music again.
Oh, great.
I just read the most depressing statistics. 51%, only 51% of college graduates have a full-time job. And of those, only 40% of those have a full-time job that require a college degree. Therefore, more gloom in music. I predicted it's coming.
Yeah. Thanks, Robin.
Anyway, great band, Brass Bed.
Remind me a little of Wilco.
It's so funny you say that.
And you know, do you ever have one of those electric fans? I'm talking too much, but do you ever have one of those electric fans and you ever put them on a guitar string?
Yep.
That's what it sounded like he was doing there.
That's exactly what I thought notes. Yeah, oh no, my God. I said,
look at his notes.
This reminds me of Wilco, sort of, maybe parts of Yankee Hotel Foxtrot. This whole record has some lots of guitar noise woven in with the more upbeat, catchy little melodies.
And this is
and stuff.
Brass Bed. Last week you kicked off with Night Beds. You got one more bed. You got to do it in threes.
All right. Let's see what I can come up with.
All right, I'm just going to kick things off myself. Well, I'm going
things have been kicked, yeah, Bob. You can kick yourself if you want, but they're already off.
I see. All right. Well, about a year and a half ago, a guy by the name of Bambino came to town, and he's a Tuareg guitar player. Kind of, you know, the Tuaregs are a nomadic tribe. Niger and Mali, Saharan Desert, you know, Tinarawin, right? And that distinctive guitar that's part blues. Well, Dan Auerbach from the Black Keys is producing the new album from Bambino, and this is what it sounds like. We'll be right back.
beautiful.
Yeah.
Did you say Dan Auerbach was the producer on this?
Indeed, in Nashville.
Yeah, his fingerprints are all over that. You could hear it in that in the grit.
You know, yes and no. If you listen to Bombino's other stuff, it isn't that far. There's a little more edge. I think that's where you say the grit. But that style of guitar playing is totally his style of guitar playing.
Yeah. When's that come out?
It comes out April 2nd. It's called Nomad is the name of the album. And I'll tell you one thing. If you go see him, you'll be compelled like I was to yell, Bombino!
I thought you were going to say to shake and shimmy.
Oh, there's that too.
I've never seen Bob Boylan dance. You know, Bob, we should go clubbing one night. Just you and me, two guys on the town. Oh. Wear our skin-tight T-shirts and our little cutoffs.
Lori's giggling. This is just nothing.
I don't have cutoffs. I'll take pictures.
You'd go.
Yeah. Document.
I don't own any cutoffs.
Yeah. Just Bob and I. Yeah, exactly.
People think we do that anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We get together before we go out. We comb each other's hair, kick our feet up, flip through magazines.
You got any music?
I do have some music. It's perfect to follow that. His name is Benoit Pilliard, and he's a young guy from Michigan. His music is very lo-fi, certainly much more lo-fi than anything we've heard so far on the show today, but very layered. There's a lot going on in his music. He kind of reminds me a lot of Nils Fromm. Do you remember him? We had the pianist we had back
Absolutely.
In August. You turned me on to him. And
I'm going to tell you a quick secret, which is that I literally listened to him this morning on my drive home.
Did that randomly come up, or did you
I actually wanted something really calm this morning. I had a rough morning. I wanted something really calm. Put him on, and it was a smooth ride to work.
That's beautiful, and I think you'll like this music for the same reason. But the thing about Nils Fromm is that he closely mics the piano, and plays very quietly, but then cranks the recording up so you hear every little sound. Benoit Pilliard sort of does the same thing.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and all those sounds that are normally incidental become part of the song. So let's hear a cut from him. This is from his record, Hymnal, and the song is called Margin.
sounded kind of like Big Ben or something at the end there.
Yeah, yeah. All these incidental sounds work their ways into the recordings, very analog. Benoit Pilliard is his name, and his voice reminds me a little of Jose Gonzalez.
Oh,
could you hear,
I hear that? Totally.
Yeah.
That
was about as upbeat as the record ever gets. He's got a lot of really, really cool instrumental ambient pieces on it. I would have loved, there's this 1 6-minute song called Gospel. It's just this long.
I was sort of expecting more ambient when you mentioned Nils, but I like what it is.
Yeah, yeah, and there are moments like that on this record for sure. The record's called Hymnal, and that song was Margin. I love how it feels like everything's decaying in that song, and really on the whole record, right. It feels like there's this breaking apart or wearing away of the world in which the song exists.
So coming up around the bend, new discoveries, Mr. Hilton, you know, South by Southwest and all that stuff. And we haven't announced all that we're going to do there, but we have announced for the Wednesday night at Stubbs, our big bash webcast, video webcast. We'll have Nick Cave of the Bad Seeds.
He's going to kick the whole thing off.
And the first listen was just up on NPR's website, other than the new record called Push the Sky Away. I know you're not a big monster fan of speak singing, but you got to love Nick Cave, right?
I love Nick Cave. And well, let's hear the song. We can talk
about. It's actually one of the quieter records. It's a very thoughtful record. Let's play a song called Water's Edge.
They take apart their bodies like toys for the local boys, because they're always there at the edge of the water. They come from the capital, these city girls, go way down where the stones meet the sea. And all of you young girls, where do you hide? Down by the water, the restless tide. And the local boys hide on the mound and watch, reaching for the speech and the word to be heard. And the boys grow hard, hard to be heard, hard to be heard, as they reach for the speech and search for the word on the water's edge. But you grow old and you grow cold. Yeah, you grow old and you grow cold. They would come in their hordes, these city girls, with white strings flowing from their ears, as the local boys behind the mound think long and hard about the girls from the capital who dance at the water's edge, shaking their asses. And all you young lovers, where do you hide? Down by the water, the restless tide. With a Bible of tricks they do with their legs, the girls reach for the speech and the speech to be heard, to be heard. The local boys team down the mound and seize the girls from the capital who shriek at the edge of the water, shriek to speak and reach for the speech. Yeah, reach for the speech and be heard. Yeah, you grow old and you grow cold. Yeah, you grow old. Their legs wide to the world like Bibles open, to be speared and taken their bodies apart like toys. They dismantle themselves by the water's edge and reach for the speech and the wide, wide world. God knows the local boys. Yeah, it's the will of love. It's the thrill of love. Ah, but the chill of love is coming on. It's the will of love. It's the thrill of love. Ah, but the chill of love is coming on. It's the will of love. It's the thrill of love, ah, but the chill of love is coming down, people.
Charismatic dude.
Yeah, Nick Cave. First time I ever heard him was in his band played in the film Wings of Desire, the German film by Wim Wenders. And yeah, and I was immediately taken by that band. I thought, I got to find out more about these guys. And that was 87, so 25 years ago.
Push the Sky Away, Nick Cave, and the Bad Seeds. They will be live in Austin on March the 13th. Go to npr.org/SXSW. Where to, Mr. Hilton?
I want to play an artist that NPR Music's Daoud Tyler Amin turned us on to, Waxahachie. This is Katie Crutchfield. We had her on the show back in November, and that was for her record she had out in 2012 called American Weekend. And she's already back with a follow-up. It's barely been a year, and I want to play a cut from it. It's the record's called Cerulean Salt, and this song is Hollow Bedroom.
I live like a
short little gem.
Yeah, it's not even 2 minutes. So many of the songs on this record come in under 2 minutes, 2 or 3 minutes. And, you know, there are a couple tracks on here that get a little louder, a little noisier, drums. But she usually keeps it pretty spare, very clean. You know, sometimes she's got one song that's just a bass, guitar, and drums, so mostly little mid-tempo songs. But I love the emotional space that they occupy. Very raw emotionally, too. She tends to wear her heart on her sleeve. Mm-hmm. And not a lot of artists can pull that off without being, you know, too maudlin or something. And she really finesses it nicely, I think.
A new record by Brainstorm. It wasn't that long ago I played a song from Brainstorm. They're a Portland trio. Their music often has an African flair to them, and they're from Portland. But this new record has a sound similar to a band I dearly love called Gang of Four. And I don't know if they know this or not, but that's what this reminded me of. Let me play this new single for you from Brainstorm, and it's called She Moves. She steals, and they tell me it's too late to help me now.
Like the jangly guitars in there, that are clangy guitars in there, that kind of a new wave thing going on in there.
Remember I said that reminds me of Gang of Four? This is a song. I remember this song. Let me see if I can get to it.
Oh, instantly.
Yeah, right?
Instantly.
Not Made for Great Men. Not Great Men is the name of the tune.
No great men.
Oh,
yeah.
Totally.
Yeah, the album Entertainment from the Gang of Four. But that was brainstormed. She Moves, just a single that's coming out the end of the month. They wrote, Dear Winter is a letter they wrote. They says, if it wasn't for your dreary days, we may never have been holed up in a basement to record these two songs. We only have the one. We present to you She Moves, our antidote to the months of gloom you wreak on Portland.
Yeah. Well, you know, we ask a question of the week. Every week on Mondays, we post on our site a question of the week. And we recently had on the question of the week, it was songs to get you through the winter. And maybe this would have been a pick for somebody.
Yeah, some like the slow things. Others like to think of the summer, and like these guys, they like to.
Yeah. I'm more of a drony kind of hibernate kind of guy when it comes to winter.
Well, you know, the whole RPM challenge was started because people hold up in their rooms and stuff, and it was a challenge to make an album. And I'm in the midst of it.
Yeah, how's that going for you?
I think it's going pretty good.
Going to have a record number 7 at the end of all of
this?
We're
thinking triple box set.
Well, you know, when I was looking for stuff for the show, I was looking for something that had a little meat on the bones, because everything I like lately has been maybe influenced by the weather, because I tend to like the quieter, more introspective stuff. And so we all have our favorite songs that we're listening to, lists available for each one, everybody on the staff to listen to. And I was going through the personal favorites of Lars Gotrich, our own Viking here on the team. And I found this one song. I just read the title and immediately started laughing. It's called Your Heart Warming Story Makes Me Sick.
It sounds like something that Robin would say to Bob on a daily basis.
It does. And so Lars is here to tell us a little bit about the song, which also, in addition to being having a very funny title, is awesome.
Yes.
Tell us about Ken Mode.
Ken Mode, this is their fourth album in Trench. They're from Winnipeg, made up of two brothers, and they just added a new bassist. And the song title reportedly comes from their old bassist was telling the story about how he met his wife, and one of the brothers said, "Your heartwarming story makes me sick."
It's perfect.
So their roots are kind of in like noise rock, like Jesus Lizard kind of stuff. But this and you know there is a little bit of hardcore and metal kind of like flaked in there. But this record is a lot more aggressive, but still like probably their most catchiest of all wow. four records. So it's fun, but it's kind of like driving an ambulance through a bus.
What? I don't yeah. even know what that means. But it tells me that things aren't going very well.
Or they're going just the right way.
Yeah, maybe that's it. And just a word to our audience, if you're prone to having seizures or arrhythmia or any other kind of heart condition.
It's the end of their show right
this,
here.
Yeah, you might not want to listen to this next cut. And also a quick language advisory. This song has some words in it that are not necessarily suitable for all audiences. But if you like having a lot of awesome in your life, then
it's please, kin mode.
Then it's kin mode. Your heartwarming story makes me sick.
Thanks, Lars.
Yeah.
Thanks, Bob.
Thanks for sharing, as always.
I think we go out on this, right?
Yeah. There's yep. no other way to go. Give all me right. that plug.
Mr. Hilton, see you next week.
Thanks, Bob.
From NPR Music, I'm Bob Boylan. It's All Songs Considered.